29 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. And we continue the conversation around the matter of, water. We love water. We really do. It's in a water-shy country like ours. It's a blessing when there is sufficient. But when it becomes a problem, it becomes a real problem. And I'm talking now in terms of leaking. It's funny, we've just been chatting with the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, about leak detection. Well, here is an interesting conversation we're going to be having with Patrick Hogan. He is a man who knows more about waterproofing and maintenance and prevention than probably anyone you'll have a conversation with today. He's from a company called Weathersure. He's in the studio to tell us all about it. Welcome to you, Patrick. Nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks a lot.
So this is an interesting venture that you've gone into as a career choice, waterproofing. Yep. A lot of people don't realize how important it is to be able to sort out an issue once, because a property can become uninhabitable if it's full of damp.
Most definitely.
It becomes unhealthy, it becomes unwholesome, and it's unsellable. Bottom line, you've got a damp property,
of course.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
So your investment of hundreds of thousands of millions of rand on the North Coast, well, that can be reduced significantly because you've got a persistent flipping damp spot that you just cannot sort. And apparently it's also, if you sell a property knowing that there's damp, you've hidden it with a lick of paint, etc. No, that's called a latent defect.
That's right.
You can be held liable for the subsequent reparation. So, a good idea to make sure that your property is ship-shape and Bristol fashion, leak-free, by engaging with the professionals. So, let's talk about, what do you do? Weathersure.
Yeah. So, we are a waterproofing, painting, we do maintenance company. We do a bit more as well. We do a lot of deck refurbishing. We don't rebuild decks, but we do fix them up and sand them down and then give them a new coat of sealant. But waterproofing and painting is like our main what we look at doing. Obviously, waterproofing is very, very important. You know, these days you've got guys that are spending millions of rands on their properties. It's a huge investment. And to fix your roof, if you've got a leak, like you said, can cause a lot of damage to the roof and also cause damage underneath the wherever the leak is coming from. And obviously the walls and things like that get damaged. So we will obviously come out free of charge. We'll do an assessment on your roof. And then we'll give you our... let you know exactly what's going on.
And it's not just technology changed over the years, because back in the day, to sort out a leak was always a question of a bit of bitumen and a leg cold or whatever, and then came fiberglass, then came rubberizing, and who knows where it's going. But has it improved?
Well, the thing is, there's different types of roofs. So the main ones on the coastal side are either the tiled roofs, the zinc roofs, and also the flat concrete roofs. On a tiled roof, the first thing we check for is broken tiles. Because if you've got a broken tile, water is just pouring into your roof, and especially if your lining is not 100%. We look at the ridgings. If the ridgings cement is falling out along the sides, that's also a clear indication that water is coming inside there. And then also your valley gutters. Very important that your valley gutters aren't rusted and they're not full of debris, because anything stopping rainwater from
valley
flowing
gutters
away,
where two facing slopes meet.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Also very, very vital that those are sorted out. You want the storm water to flow freely. Because as soon as something blocks it, it just pushes up and it goes over the actual valley flashing and into your ceiling.
Uh-huh.
So those are the things that you look at. What we do on a tiled roof is we basically encapsulate the ridging. So we use a cementitious plaster mix where we replace all the cement along the sides of the ridgings and also on top. Then we waterproof it with the rubberizing acrylic, and then making sure that all the valley gutters are actually separated so there's a gap and cleaned out. If the valley gutter is rusted, we advise the client, and generally we try and push for aluminium ones because they don't rust, and that's long-lasting. So once that's all done, and the actual gutters around the house also clean, make sure that those are clean so the water can actually flow off the roof and away from the house, That generally fixes the issue on a tiled roof. On a zinc roof, we have a lot of issues with regards to rust. So it's a matter of cutting that out if the client doesn't want to spend too much money. Instead of replacing a sheeting, we cut it out, we just put a patch on it, and then we waterproof it. We use a rubberized bitumen on those roofs, and then we paint it silver, which is it's a UV silver, so it protects the actual waterproofing itself, so long-lasting.
So you can repair instead of replacing?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And then, obviously, the flat roofs, on a new build, it's a matter of priming it. You have to use a bitumen primer, and then we use a 4mm Torchon system, and make sure that the outlets are sealed correctly. And then we torch up and over onto the parapet walls. A lot of guys only go maybe 100 mil onto the parapet walls, but then what happens is that the water sits there because it's a flat surface. And then if you drive past the house and you see those fine lines along the parapet, that means it hasn't been waterproofed correctly on top, so water's seeping in. And at the end of the day, that can cost a lot more money. So rather get it done right the first time, and then you won't have those issues in the future.
On the North Coast, well, your business has relocated 4 years ago, you're telling me, to the Ballito environs. So you service the entire North Coast.
That's correct.
From Ballito up and down the coast.
That's correct.
What are some of the more challenging issues that you face on the coast? And I'm talking now because you are from upcountry, so yeah. Situations differ. People say that coastal maintenance is a nightmare.
Definitely. The elements here... Excuse me. The elements, obviously, the weather, is totally different than down in Johannesburg. We've got monkeys here. They cause a lot of damages on these roofs. I mean, the amount of times I get called out by a client and says, you guys haven't waterproofed properly, and we get up there and it's a broken tile. Obviously, a monkey's are up and down. That's basically it. And then also, if you've got trees hanging over your house, cut them back. Or get your gardener or someone to climb up onto your roof once a week, once a month. Make sure those valley gutters are cleaned out, and you shouldn't have a problem.
If someone wants to get an assessment of their situation, they have an idea that their roof is, the gutters are damaged, or the roof is down, there's a problem. Are you prepared to go out and do an assessment?
Most definitely. It's free of charge. They can either contact me directly or my cell phone number. 079-326-0947. I'll say it again, 079-326-0947. Otherwise, they can go onto our website. There's a place there where you can click, and it takes you to, you can leave your details and it gets sent to us and we'll contact you. Or you can email us on sales@weathersuresa.co.za. Otherwise, contact Life and Style. If you can go on to Ballito Connect, we're on there as well.
I was going to suggest, if you aren't already on Ballito Connect, you have to be.
Definitely.
Clearly, you are one of the top providers in the area, and we pride ourselves on the fact that we feature the top, and part of that is a chat on air. So, WeatherSure, we recommend them, folks. We've done the due diligence, and you've signed the code of conduct, so we know that you have a problem. I don't think you will with Patrick and his team, but if you're there's an issue, you give me a shout and I'll have a chat to Patrick and we'll sort it out for you. Patrick, lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, Dave.
The company's called WeatherSure, and they look after your waterproofing issues. They also do your decking if that's required, but bottom line is, if you think you've got an issue on the roof of your property and you would like an expert to come and have a look at it, give Patrick a ring. Patrick is the expert from WeatherSure, Patrick Hogan, and he'll be delighted to make your acquaintance. Thanks for joining me on the morning show.
Dave, thank you very much.
And this will be up as a podcast, so those numbers that he gave you, don't have to write them down in the traffic. You will be able to pick it up on demand a little later. The morning show continues.